Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You rather have an interception or a sack?
With this interception, am I taking it back to the house?
All right, big day on Bootleg here after day one of the Shrine Bowl. We got LB1 here, Edrin Cooper from Texas A&M. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. I know you're a lot busier this week than we are, but so far, how's your Shrine process been?
Oh, it's been good. You know, it's great to see all the guys that, you know, you played against, or all the big draft prospects, you know, around. You know, everybody talk to each other. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
So, pride of Texas A&M. Love your game. Love your frame. I think you bring a lot of versatility, a lot of speed. We're going to show you a couple of your plays, walk you through them, pick out. You can tell us how you made these plays, because we can see you make them. But we want to show everybody some of the great traits that you're going to bring to the game. So we're going to walk through a couple of your plays, and you're going to pick them apart.
First one, we got this tackle power, which I'm sure you recognize from the Tennessee game. I want to know what you saw on this look that made you not only, because you guys boxed it right on the front side. And so not only did you box it and you were kind of waiting there in the hole, and then he tried to press it. But then you're like, you know what? I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to backdoor this thing. What did you see pre-snap and what did you see post-snap?
Pre-snap, no, I think I had a blitz on this, so I was reading his guard. He came out, and once that tackle, I felt that tackle pull. I was going to go around, but I felt that opening, so I just sat there. You know, the running back, he was square downhill, so I just stayed square downhill right with him and just made the play.
Another favorite of mine, I'm sure you recognize this one too.
Yeah.
Your TFL against outside zone against New Mexico. One thing. This is a nitty-gritty coaching point, but our audience loves this stuff. Your shin angles. So your feet are real wide. Your knees are kind of narrow. I know a lot of coaches call that positive shin angles. Can you talk about how that stance helps you have such a wicked quick first step?
Just having the knees and legs is just locking, loaded in, and just ready to move either direction.
And then on the read here, so obviously the split in that backside A-gap is super wide. You know, you got a 2-eye to the front side of the run. Are you anticipating anything in particular here just based on the front and the split, or are you just rock and roll, we'll read it and go with it?
It depends. No, I like to read his guard. You know, some of them be kind of deep. If you play this clip, they be kind of deep. So I knew he's going to be a little step behind. So I was like, hey, go hurry up and cut in front of him, and they'll dip him. And I knew he was a heavy leaner in front of the whole game, so I didn't waste no time. Just use the hands. Just hurry up, get in front of him, give him a little dip, and just make the play.
And you got there.
Yep.
Thing that connects both of those plays for me, even though they're different plays, different reads, different offenses, is the fact the speed you bring to both of those plays surprised the players you were playing against. Like Tennessee back, he was reading you. He was like, all right, he got you to commit in the middle. He's like, I'll go outside. Didn't matter. You were there quicker than he thought. Down he goes. New Mexico, same thing. You're like, guard's coming. He's keying on your shoulder, and you just dip him by, and then you're in the back's face. So talk about how speed just makes your game going forward and going backward.
Oh, yeah. You know, it helps a lot. It really helps a lot. You know, being able to, you know, just make up for steps or anything like that. And, you know, some guys are a little bit slower than others. So it allows me to get a step ahead in front of the offense for sure.
One question that I'm sure you're going to get a lot from the teams is in coverage, not necessarily because you're obviously super fast. Yeah. You can match up with anybody, but the system that you played in, a lot of it was like, I'm dropping in the hook zone. You didn't really get to show off like, hey, I can carry this dude down the field. Are you getting asked about that a lot by teams in terms of how your system was structured in Texas A&M, or are you more just kind of looking forward to the combine, do the drills, and show like, hey, I can open up and run with these guys because I can run 4-4?
Yeah, I mean, I had a good bit of times I actually had to run receivers during the games, but you know, I haven't really been asked about them too much, but they know I can cover, and they know I'm up for any challenge, so that's why I like the versatility about me, that, you know, I'm a linebacker that you could put in a lot of different positions and, you know, you could trust me.
We know you're good at both in terms of am I a Mike, am I a Will. Do you have one that you prefer just based on your strengths?
I mean, it really depends on the defense that's being run or whatever, but, you know, I like to bring pressure, you know, off the edge and stuff. So Will, part of the type of guy I like to be, and, you know, running stunt movements, blitzes, and stuff like that to the offense. And, you know, that's probably my best spot.
I'll put you on the spot. You rather have an interception or a sack?
What's this interception? Am I taking it back to the house?
You can call it a strip sack, scoop and score, pick six, either way.
Strip sack. I'm going
strip
with
sack. All right. Okay. All right.
He's a linebacker at heart. I want to hurt people.
Yes, he is. That just answered the coverage question.
Are there any particular linebackers that you model a game after?
I like to watch Fred Warner. The way he moves along the sideline. You know, I feel like we relate in some aspects, so that's the guy I like to watch.
Well, it's the same level of athleticism. Yeah. You know, you're a rare linebacker in the sense that you can just put your foot in the ground and go. And, like, it doesn't make sense how quick you can do that. And so I'm kind of, selfishly, I'm a Texans fan. I hope you get to go to Houston, work with D'Amico Ryans, you know, be that LB1 of the future. Are there any particular systems that you kind of look at in the NFL where you're like, ooh, I could get 150 tackles there?
It really don't matter to me, but, you know, I'd rather be in a spot who use their linebackers to blitz a lot, you know, just bring pressure to the offense, to the quarterbacks, and, you know, I like the disguise, and, hey, I pop out of nowhere off the edge. So just things like that, systems like that.
Brian Flores, if you're listening.
That's right. I think your talent translates to just about any system, but one of the things we always say is that you guys are the best scouts that we see. You're in practice with these guys every day. You're playing against great athletes. But if we're talking about your team, if we're talking about A&M, who's going to be sitting in that chair next year that we need to know about? Who's coming up?
It's been a few of them, guys, but 100% definitely Shamar Turner. He's a hard worker.
In terms of players that you played against, I don't want to say they gave you fits, but, you know, were you recognized on the field like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see him for the next 10 years when I'm in the league? Who's the one that sticks out to you?
To be honest, I really don't know. I never really ran into someone who – I mean, they had good backs, Ole Miss running back. What's his name?
Oh, Judkins?
Yeah,
no, he's John Judkins.
He's a great player. You know, he has great vision, but, you know, he's a guy that really caught my eye.
Well, a lot of speed.
Speed, power, shift, you know, everything. Oh, we could not thank you enough for your time. We can't wait to see where you go. You know, probably going to be in the top 32 somewhere. So congratulations in advance from us on that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking time.
Yes, sir.